40-year-old Andy Moe of Duluth spent a number of years homeless, and in 2015, when he was able to move into a board and lodge in Duluth, he was excited about it. But Moe soon became disillusioned with a facility that was unsanitary and allowed people to go to bed hungry, and a system that didn't allow people to save money for an apartment or give them any control over their medications. GRH, Group Residential Housing, is a program that helps fund facilities for low-income seniors and people with disabilities. Last fall, at the first Local Solutions to Poverty meeting, Andy Moe asked the candidates for county commissioner if they would commit to hosting a public hearing to take countywide input from board and lodge residents on GRH reform. The question of the public hearing wasn't addressed at the accountability session earlier this month, but Moe did ask what County Commissioner Patrick Boyle would be willing to do to address GRH reform in the future.
Continue the dialogue. We have, for one of the first times, in at least in my opinion, we have three very good, strong working county commissioners that are working together. That hasn't happened in a long time in the city of Duluth. We all come from very different backgrounds, but it's with public service, and our doors are always open. And most meetings you'll have all three of us, including Commissioner Jewell and Commissioner Olson and myself. So please, anytime.
Also at last fall's meeting, St. Louis County Commissioner candidates were asked if they would secure local funding to match state money to develop a landlord incentive program, a program to help people with a criminal background who struggle in Duluth's already tight housing market to find someplace safe and affordable to live. It would create a pool of money from which landlords could draw if they suffered losses in terms of damage or unpaid rent, and it would also provide case management and supportive services for prospective tenants. Christy Eckert is the Director of Residential Services for the Salvation Army, and she says the community, including Mayor Larson, is very supportive of the idea, and she asked for an update on the funding.
Back in January, the county submitted with the go-ahead with the St. Louis County on a 7-0 vote to submit a grant proposal for $80,000. The state, Minnesota Housing, has a fund right now of $250,000 that they're going to grant for these programs across the state. What happened is that the Minnesota Housing didn't fund any of these proposals. They wanted more information. So we reissued our grant application, new RFP, and now we're looking at the due date on that is May 31st. I think we're in really good shape for it. And the reason why is we also have some really good partners with the county that would be taking this over. We're also working with the Salvation Army, SOAR, and AEOA of the range, along with landlords. You're correct. You need a roof over your head, number one, and good things come after that. And for folks that might have made mistakes in their youth, they deserve a second chance. And if they don't have that house, that roof over their head, it makes it that much harder. So I think as a county and the county board, there's the commitment, and with leadership in St. Louis County, we'll be there for you.
Tomorrow, we'll take a look at two other concerns raised at the fall Local Solutions to Poverty meeting with candidates: improving transportation for folks with disabilities and the Duluth Housing Trust Fund, and see how the newly elected officials did with their follow-through when they met with people at the accountability session earlier this month.